Tomorrow is the filing deadline for all potential political candidates to run in the August 5th primary. Last month, 8th District Republican Congressman Mike Rogers shocked many of his constituents with news that he will not seek re-election. So far, former Michigan Senate Majority Leader Mike Bishop, also a Republican, has formally thrown his hat into the ring. So have Democrats Ken Darga, the former state demographer, and Central Michigan University professor Susan Grettenberger. Now one more Democrat is announcing his bid for Congress. Current State's Kevin Labrie is here to tell us more. Hi, Kevin.
Hello, Mark.
So the third Dem to announce is from county government, but it's not Barb Byram.
That's right. It is not Barb Byram. That Democrat is Ingham County Treasurer Eric Schertzing. He is a very familiar name in mid-Michigan. Many people also know Eric as the chair of the Ingham County Land Bank. He's been circulating petitions to get his name on the August primary ballot. He's shooting for 2,000 signatures. And I spoke with him recently about his possible run and some of the attributes that he believes he can bring to Washington.
I think I can bring my problem-solving skills that I've learned as an administrator in county government to Washington. And Washington sorely needs people that can solve problems rather than just fight about them.
What led you to the decision that that was the right seat for you, and when did you decide that it was the right time to enter?
I looked at this seat a year ago when the incumbent was looking at a U.S. Senate run. He chose not to do that, so we put that on the back burner. It was March 28th when the incumbent decided not to run. You have to seize the opportunities that present themselves in life. My kids are old enough for me to do this. My wife's on board. The kids are on board. It's an open seat. I just think it's the timing is right.
The filing deadline is Tuesday. Have you officially filed as a candidate?
No, we'll probably do that on Tuesday. We're getting all of our petitions together and verified and all that good stuff, but that's all coming together well.
What kind of conversations are you having with the Democratic leadership in this state about strategy and priorities if you're elected to the seat?
Well, you know, we're early. We're having all those conversations. I'm trying to get a campaign team thought about and assembled, and then the fundraising and stuff takes over. So there's just a lot of conversations going on. Got to get those petitions, you know, got a bank account open up, all these fun things. But we're just doing the work.
Well, how many signatures do you need for petitions?
It's 1,000 to 2,000, so we're going for the 2,000 figure, as close as we can get to that, and I think we'll be pretty close.
Most pressing issues or needs in the 8th District, in your estimation?
You know, I think infrastructure issues are really what I want to spend some time talking about. So that's both education. We need to work on education, make it more affordable, more available, invest in the people. And then this winter was certainly a clarion call that we need to do better on infrastructure. So our roads, our water, sewer, all of that is something that we've got to prioritize to create jobs for our public and to make America strong at home.
How do you think you'll find the balance if you're elected between focusing, of course, on the district versus being part of the larger body of Congress and dealing with national issues that, of course, will come across your desk?
That's the fascinating growth phase of this experience. I can try to imagine that. But, you know, I think most things in life, you really have to live them to know what it's like. People know that I'm a problem solver, a hard worker. I've got proven job creation experience. I'm going to roll up my sleeves and do whatever needs to be done to help this district and state.
So when can we expect a formal announcement with all the hurrah that comes with that?
Oh, should be this week.
Eric Schertzing is the Ingham County Treasurer and potential candidate for the U.S. 8th Congressional District seat. Thanks, Eric.
Thank you, Kevin.
For Current State, I'm Kevin Labrie.
We'll also point out that there are two GOP candidates for the 8th Congressional District in Michigan. The other one is Rochester Hills Mayor Brian Barnett, in addition to Mike Bishop.